43 and a half minutes away from launch time. And the other patient person that our good friends here at the Hoyt studio in Sydney will have seen on the screen, the patient person is Graham Brown, who's our chap at the MCES at Belrose. We shall be introducing Graham in a few moments, so if you don't mind just remaining on standby there, please, Graham, whilst I introduce Dick. Well, it's my great pleasure to introduce, and I've done this in the past and I will enjoy doing so again, to introduce Dick Johnson. He hardly needs introduction to any person who's been interested in aerospace technology in Australia. Dick, however, is holds a degree of Bachelor of Engineering with honours from the University of New South Wales. Dick is the Director of the Satellite Division for Optus Communications. He's been directly involved with Australia's domestic satellite program since 1977, when he was appointed then, in those days, Secretary to the Commonwealth Government Task Force, which recommended the establishment of a domestic communications system for us here in Australia. Dick joined OSSAT, as it was, in February 1983 as Deputy General Manager. He was promoted to General Manager in 1986, reporting to the Managing Director, of course, and essentially filling the role of Chief Operating Officer. He's been in this industry for more than 35 years now in the telecommunications engineering industry. He worked with the Australian Post Office, as it was, as an engineer before he joined OTC and then, of course, moving on to OSSAT. He was Director of Planning at OTC and immediately prior to his appointment at OSSAT was Assistant General Manager of National Satellite Systems. So he's kept going forward and kept taking the whole industry along with him. And I'd ask you to welcome, please, because he's going to help me this evening and indeed be the mainstay. I'm just riding shotgun in getting this launch on air, as it were, as well as up into space. Would you welcome, please, an opportunity to do so, the Director of Satellite Division for Optus Communications, Dick Johnson. Dick. Sir, it hardly needs to be said, Dick, that this is a big night. You have had several of them, of course, over past years, but how important is this night for you?
It's, I guess, no less important and no more important than any previous launch. We've been lucky, Paul, as you know. We've had three launches out of three successful. Tonight we'll make it four out of four. But everyone is very important. There's an awful lot of money riding on this launch, and there's an awful lot of future business riding on this launch.
Would you care to put some figures to both of those comments?
Yes, indeed. So far as the satellite program is concerned, if we total up the value of the Hughes contract, which includes the launch, plus some modifications we've made to that contract, plus the cost of funding it, I guess our two satellites, when we get them there, will cost us around $600 million. So tonight we have $300 million riding on the activity. Of course, that's fully insured, so our insurance friends have their fingers crossed too, no doubt.
Are yours crossed, Dick?
They are indeed. I'm hiding them.
All right. Dick, in terms of this being another evening of another launch, it is, though it is this evening, an important occasion, but only a small part of what is a bigger, much bigger time frame of the whole mission. Would you care to run through that for us before we go over to Graham at Belrose?
Yes, thanks, Paul. That's a very important point. Tonight is the night that we light the wick, if you like, but it will take us around 14 days to get this satellite into its final position in orbit and ready for testing. So we have a lot of work to do after tonight. In fact, we separate the satellite from the rocket about 11 minutes after liftoff, and at that stage the rocket has done its work. It's finished, and it's up to us to do the other things over the next 14 days to get the satellite in orbit and ready for test. The rocket leaves the satellite in what is called a low Earth orbit, just a few hundred kilometres above the Earth, and we have to get it to an altitude of 36,000 kilometres above the Earth and in the right position. So the next important step after we leave the rocket tonight is the firing of another motor, which is attached to the satellite. That fires about 2 hours after we leave the rocket, and that takes us into a higher orbit, but not yet the final orbit. And then over a sequence of 4 or 5 days, we fire another motor a number of times to get us into the final orbit position. At that stage, we then have to unfold the antennas. If you look at the screen now, you'll see the antennas unfolding. After that, unlike the cartoon, we then unfold the solar panels to generate some power. And all of that takes us around 14 days out to about April 5. So there's a lot of work to do. It's all done under the control of the team at Mission Control at Belrose. That team is composed of both Hughes people and our own, totalling about 100 people, I think. So it's a large activity, very important. Tonight is the first step. Without the rocket going well, of course, the other steps don't matter, but we have a lot to do after tonight.
Good, thank you for that. That's a nice explanation of the whole of the mission. Dick, I'm going to be asking you a number of questions tonight, not one of which will be silly, because I shall be asking them on behalf of our assembled gathering and people who are watching us all around Australia. The first question I ask you, even before we go to Graham, who's still patiently waiting, standing by, how do the solar panels go out? What sort of process is it which opens those panels out up there? Is it a rubber band? Is it a spring? Is it a sprung hinge? How is it that happens? Is it hydraulic?
The panels are locked into the sides of the satellite during the launch process, because one of the things we have to do is to get the satellite down to the smallest possible volume so it'll fit inside the nose cone of the rocket. Once the satellite's up into the right position and we want to unload those solar panels, there are some explosive bolt cutters which are fired by a command from the ground, and that then puts us into a position to push the solar panels out where they can receive the sun's power.
Are they pre-sprung to go out into that position then, or are they literally push them out?
They're literally pushed out.
Pushed out. Okay. Thank you, sir. More of those coming up later on.
Okay.